Hello. Oh, fuck. Sorry. Wrong podcast. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 10 Minute Misconduct Podcast. What kind of news do you have this week?
Go fuck yourself. I just told you before we started. You know what? You're going to sell me out like that? That was the third attempt at the fucking intro.
Well, that's because I had the idea.
Well, and granted, the first one was my fault.
Yeah.
So, okay. Whatever. All right. Yeah, I don't have much this week.
Yeah, that's
I feel
fine.
Bad for it, but it is what it is.
That's fine. First thing on my list, I got some COVID news. Boston hit pretty hard. Jake DeBrusk, David Krejci, Sean Corrali, Pasta, and Craig Smith on COVID protocol. Alex Tessier from Columbus is on there, and Wild Bill Carlson from Vegas is on there. And sticking with people who are out, let's go to injuries. Pittsburgh loses Teddy Bluger and Evgeny Malkin, one of them your boy, Teddy Bluger,
yep.
Both placed on IR. Philly loses Robert Hag 2 to 4 weeks with a shoulder injury. The Devils lose Mackenzie Blackwood. He tweaked something in warmups on Tuesday, and he's day-to-day with the UBI. He didn't play yesterday. Carolina, Vincent Trocheck is week-to-week with the UBI. Ottawa, I've been saying to start him, and then when they did, he got injured. Joey Decord, likely done for the season with an LBI.
Yeah, and you really fucking gave him the Madden cover bump there, huh?
Yeah, and I think Matt Murray also week-to-week with the UBI, so yeah. Their goaltending situation got even worse somehow.
Their replacement did decent, but I'll get into that. I mean, he only faced 8 shots, but we'll get there.
Elias Pettersson put on LTIR for Vancouver, and Tanner Pearson expected to miss at least 4 weeks in the LBI. And the only reason I put that down is because his name's been floating around the trade deadline. So who knows what's going to go on with that. That was like a good piece for Vancouver to move if they had to. Other than that, I got a minor trade. A 6th round pick going to Buffalo for goalie Jonas Johansson.
Yeah, there's two. I said that in the game. He played against the Devils, right?
Yeah, I think so.
There's too many Johansons,
yeah.
Johnsons, Janssons.
Yeah.
Pick two of them and go
just,
with it.
Yeah, just yeah. Stick with
I'm
those.
I'm sick of it. Too many.
A Buffalo reporter, John Vogel, said Colorado is getting the worst goalie I've seen in my 19 seasons covering the Sabres. He doesn't stop pucks in practice or in games.
I hope it's the same guy that did the power ranking for Buffalo. And if it is, I'm this guy's biggest fan.
I mean, in his defense, Johansson, whatever, he's 1-8 and 2 in 13 games played in his career with a 3.4 goal against average and .888 save percentage. And he's 0-5-1 this season. So I'm not sure what Colorado sees in him, but, I mean, you tweet something like that out,
yeah,
and then he plays, like, outstanding. You look like an asshole.
Yeah, but I still love it. I love the enthusiasm behind it. But yeah, those numbers, I'm pretty sure they're better than Carter Hart's.
It might be.
So,
I mean, at least for this season. Anton Forsberg got claimed by Ottawa. He was on Winnipeg.
Yep.
And one I thought was funny, Jimmy VC experiment in Toronto is officially over because he got claimed by Vancouver.
Yeah, and I gave him the 10mm bump.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this guy, you know, doing well, gets placed on waivers, gets claimed. Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah. And I'm just going to throw it out there. A couple episodes ago, I said Matthias Ekholm would be a perfect fit in Philly.
Yep.
Among other teams, obviously interested because he's like one of the biggest trade pieces of this deadline.
Yeah.
Elliot Friedman is on the wagon now. He's reporting that Philly's going to be big players
listener.
For him. Yeah. Well,
long time listener.
Yeah, one of our 8. So, I mean, thanks. Thanks for listening, Elliot Friedman.
Thank you. Yeah, what's going on, Elliot?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much all I got. We can jump into the ridiculous stats we keep for no goddamn reason.
Yep.
Misconducts. Brandon Tanev, match penalty, but keeping it consistent. It's 10 minutes. I'm giving him a misconduct for it. Lawson Crouse, and then Curtis Plain Tater Gabriel with one last night.
Yep.
And I want to give an honorable mention. It's out of the AHL, but I found it pretty fucking entertaining. Scott Sabourin. You know, he was on Ottawa. That was the guy that Matthews, like, checked the back of his jersey to see his name.
Yeah, yeah.
23 seconds into the game versus Laval, his first shift as a Marley, 23 seconds into the game, received a 2-minute penalty.
Wait.
What?
Scott Sabourin's on the Marlies?
Yeah.
So he's with the same organization as Matthews now?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. So his first shift as a Marley, 23 seconds into the game, he receives a two-minute penalty for goaltender interference because he absolutely ran over Primo. Five for fighting a guy on Laval who was not trying to fight him at all. He got a game misconduct for being the aggressor because, again, he was wailing on a guy who just did not want to fight, and he got suspended again.
So I like it.
I saw that, thought it was funny. I thought I'd throw him in because, I mean, 23 seconds into your first shift, your first game in your new organization, you're just going to fucking run over a goalie and then...
just hound the guy and get tossed the game.
Guy still had his fucking gloves on, and he's just piss-pounding him in the fucking corner.
Shout out to Scott.
Yes, shout out Scott Sabrin. And then goals in first last minute of a period, there's 19. Only two empty netters.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's that, and three were game winners of game tires. I think all three were in overtime.
Yep, only two, but still go fuck yourself.
Oh, wow.
And speaking of go fuck yourself for empty netters, let me get into first goals here. Jump back up to 15, so we're putting up decent numbers. We're just floating all over the place.
Yeah.
But we got Sammy Vatanen, Philip Peronic, empty netter, go fuck yourself. Jared Spurgeon, Derek Grant, Jacob Trouba, Mario Ferraro, go make pizzas. Ryan Reeves, Greg McKegg, Kyle Okposo, Michael Dalcol, Sebastian Aho, not that one. Jamie Drysdale, first of his career in his first career game. Trevor Zegras, first of his career in his 11th game played. Tyler Bozak and William Carrier.
Quick note on Kyle Poso's goal, his first of the year. It was his first goal since February 23rd, 2020.
Yeah, and it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a $6.5 million goal. Yeah, that's it. I mean, we can jump right into games if you want. Or you got shutouts.
I got two shutouts.
Two shutouts.
You get nothing. You lose.
I got Kapo Kakkonen.
Kakkonen, yeah.
31 save shutout, second of his career. And Alexander Gorgiev, 26 save shutout, sixth of his career. And holy fuck.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Good day, sir.
Yeah, do you want to just start with that one?
Yeah. Let's start. This is the only game I have for the Mass Mutual East.
Better than what I got.
But Wednesday, we got the New York Rangers versus Philadelphia Flyers. The first matchup, 5-4 overtime win for the Flyers. Cody picked the Flyers for this one for Five for Fighting. Didn't work out too well.
Excuse me, I'm not going to pick the Rangers. And I just want to say, this week, I sucked in Five for Fighting, and I figured out I'm just picking teams I want to see win, not who I think is actually going to win.
Okay.
But yeah, you went on that fucking tangent of the review of the game. You're sounding like a fucking Doc Emrick of announcing the game.
I wouldn't say Doc Emrick. It was more of a filibuster, but...
Okay, yeah, let's go with filibuster. Yeah, and then this game, I mean, there's still 9 goals scored, but it was just all for one team.
Yeah. Good on you with the math there.
Yeah, man, quick math.
But yeah, fucking Rangers, 9-0. I didn't think they had it in them. If they spread it across 3 games, they might have more wins, but they don't. So the weirdest part about this game is that besides the score, no other aspect of it was dominant. Like, if you didn't look at the score, you just looked at all of the, like, advanced stats or whatever, dead even game.
Well, I don't know if advanced stats. I'm just saying if you're looking at face-offs.
Face-offs, okay. Shots.
The simple stats at NHL simple post. Stats.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not advanced stats. Yeah. Advanced to me.
Because I would say that the advanced stats is all fucking Rangers at that point.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Continue.
The Rangers go up 2. I got to stop saying
It's fine.
Cut that. The Rangers go up 2-0 in the first. I'm not going to go over every goal in this fucking game. It's ridiculous. Even though they get outshot 8-6, then the floodgates open in the second with 7 straight goals. First two come from Buchnevich, who finishes the night with 2 goals and 2 assists. Then Zibanejad picks up a natural hat trick, scores them all 3 different ways, 3 different opportunities, shorthanded, power play, even strength. He got more goals in 10 minutes and 10 seconds than he had in the last calendar year.
Did you mention it was a natural hat trick?
I did.
Oh, okay, kind of spaced out.
But yeah, more goals in 10 minutes, 10 seconds in the last calendar year.
Yep.
I already said that.
Yeah, also out of 3 helpers, so it's 6 points.
Yeah,
is that more than he had all season? I don't really
keep track. So, yeah, I think he more than doubled his points on the year. And Gorgiev finished the night with 26 save shutout, as I mentioned. Brian Elliott lets in 5 on the first 13 shots, gets yanked. Kata hat goes in, let in 4 on 16. He's not elite. Blackwood's better. Suck my dick.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm surprised you didn't mention one thing, because one, it's not even a stat. It's just something funny that happened. You know the fans were chanting, fire David Quinn during the third period? Now, you're looking at me like I got two heads.
Right? I was all for the fire David Quinn chants every other game. They're hysterical.
Right.
But if you're winning 9-0, shut the fuck up.
Here's the thing. David Quinn and the rest of the Rangers staff weren't behind the bench.
Oh, yeah, because of the COVID protocol. Yeah, the COVID. Oh, yeah. That's even funnier.
Yeah.
Fucking Rangers. They're retarded.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to use the R word, but they're fucking retarded. Yeah. There's no other way to say it.
None. You want to go to Discover Central next? I don't have a lot here, but I just got a couple
more than I have
hits here. Detroit, they won two games in a row.
Yeah.
They beat Carolina. They beat Dallas.
Solid wins, too.
Yeah, Tuesday they beat Carolina 4-2. Adam Ernie, fucking satellite head, had two goals. And Roenick, empty netter, go fuck yourself.
Two power play goals, too. Yeah.
Roenick, empty netter, go fuck yourself, and added two assists to that. And then on Thursday, they beat Dallas 3-2. Robbie Fabry had every goal for Detroit, got himself a hat trick. And the bad news for Detroit coming out of that game, Jonathan Bernier went down with an injury just before the end of the second. So he was pitching a shutout. He was 22 for 22 in saves. And then Grice came in and let in two goals on 18 shots. So not a good look for Detroit.
No.
And
but two wins, hey.
Yeah. Whatever.
That's all that matters.
Also, Carolina dropping two goals, like I mentioned, one to Detroit and then one to Columbus, 3-2 in overtime. And then Svechnikov stayed on the ice. Like, he went out there like an hour after the game was over, and he was just shooting pucks.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's not like...
And again, I did it with Aho, but not that Svechnikov.
What?
Like I said with Aho for the first goals, yeah. Not that Aho, not that Svechnikov.
Oh, well, it's Svechnikov on Carolina.
Oh,
that was out after the Columbus game, shooting pucks on the ice. I see the confusion.
I was still in the Detroit mode.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of like to see it for a guy who's not performing like, you know, everyone thought he would. I mean, I think the past couple games, he's only got a handful of points, maybe.
He hurt Brooks'd himself.
Yeah, he did.
He again'd himself right after the game. So, yeah.
Good for him.
Good for him. I love it.
Yep.
Not to stroke off Ernie too much here, but he has 5 goals on the season now. 4 of the 5 are power play goals.
Just stick his big ass in front of the net.
Yeah. Well, even the two this game, his big ass wasn't even in front of the net. Like, they're actually quality goal. Well, at least the second one. It's quality goal. Nice 5-hole fucking nip.
Hey, maybe he'll
Dylan Larkin.
Maybe he'll just make his money on the power play.
Nah, I got a feeling here. This is a hunch. It's what I'm hoping for, actually, because I'm excited for Seattle. I think if he keeps playing this way, he's playing well enough that Seattle might give him a look, but he's not playing well enough to get protected by Detroit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Detroit's not going to protect him. He's going to be available, but I think he's playing well enough to justify Seattle taking a look at him. And I wouldn't mind seeing him go to Seattle.
Who knows, man? I never even thought about that.
I don't think anyone listening to this podcast gives a fuck.
No, you're the only one.
About a fringe fourth liner. But hey.
Either way, I mean, good for him. Picked up another two goals. Scotia North or Honda West?
Let's go to Scotia North.
Let's go to Scotia North.
I got Wednesday's game, Vancouver versus Ottawa. Vancouver wins this one 3-2 in overtime. 2:30.
That was a shootout.
Oh, yeah, shootout.
It's okay.
I have shootout written. I said overtime. 2:30 in, Besser gets his 15th of the year on a 2-on-1, capitalizing on a fucking disgustingly bad defensive collapse on Ottawa's part. They strike again 6 minutes later. This time it's Horvat, who also had the primary assist on Besser's goal. Then Dzingel cuts the lead in half 3 minutes into the second. And from here on out, it looks more like a solid game. The shots are even at 13 this period. Both goalies are looking pretty solid. And they're making up for their defenses. Neither team's looked great. I mean, all year, really. Then 5 minutes into the third period, after facing only one shot, it's when Joey Tkord gets injured. And he finished the night with a solid 19 saves on 21 shots. 27 seconds after his injury and the stoppage of the game there, Ottawa ties it up with the goal from Norris, assisted by Brown. To go to OT, both goalies are perfect, continue to be great. Even in the shootout, Demko finishes the night 30 saves on 32 shots. stops all four shots facing the shootout. And then Philip Gustafson, he replaced Decord, and I guess he's like their starter now.
He's got to be.
He looks out in the third period and overtime. He only had eight shots, but stops all of them. Stops the first three in the shootout. The only goal, the eighth shooter, is Adam Gaudette. He gets the win there.
So. Of all people?
Yeah.
Adam Gaudette. Okay.
Well, I mean, you get down to eight shooters, and you're fucking Vancouver. You got to pick somebody.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, it was their fourth, but still. It worked.
Another Wednesday game. Edmonton puts up another seven goals, this time against Calgary.
Yeah.
Was that who they did it against last time?
7-3.
Okay. Yeah, another 7-3 win over Calgary. And then Friday, I want to talk about this game. Calgary beats Toronto 4-3. Physical game, hits 33-31. Kachuk scores at 1:19 of the first and then gets cross-checked by Hall less than 30 seconds later. So he serves his penalty. It's a five-goal first period. 3-2 Calgary going into the first intermission. Marner ties it early in the second, and then a couple minutes later, Hall lays out Johnny Ham and Cheese against the boards. I don't know if you saw the hit, but
yeah,
completely just fucking laid him out. Valimaki doesn't like it, gets a two-minute roughing against Hall as a result. Then 3 minutes later, it's Hall back in a scrum. This time it's with Kachuk. They fight. And did you see this fight?
Yeah, kind of a weird start.
Yeah, it was almost like Kachuk wanted to like just fucking milk it.
Yeah.
You know, because he like dropped his stick. Hall dropped the gloves at the blue line. Kachuk was kind of skating towards center ice to take his gloves off, almost away from Hall.
Yeah.
So then Hall was like, oh, you're not going to fight me, and went to go pick his gloves back up. And the next thing he knows,
Kachuk's skating back towards him.
Yeah, like, the refs go to break it up and then just say, fuck it, let him fight.
Yeah.
They fight. It's
now,
a decent
there's
scrap.
People criticizing Kachuk for that. And like, I know we're a couple of Chucky fans here on this podcast.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm defending him and I shouldn't. But people were saying that it was like he intentionally skated away from him. So then the Hall was picking up his gloves and then he like attacked him when he didn't see it. It's like, no, that's not what happened.
I'm pretty sure.
I think it was, he was kind of, like you said, he was trying to milk it. He was kind of trying to do like the Gabriel and Reeves fight.
Yeah.
Like he saw, Hall dropped his gloves first, I believe, right?
I was going to say, I thought Chucky might have dropped one of his gloves first, at least.
And then he was backing out, like, into the neutral zone, but he was still looking at Hall the whole time. It's not like he turned around and forgot about him. And then I see why Hall took it as, like, oh, he's skating away.
But also, if both your gloves are off, fucking keep your head up.
Yeah.
You're going to fucking fight
the guy.
And
then he's going to pick him up. The only reason Kachuk skated back towards him is because he's like, oh, he's not skating
he's not,
to me.
Yeah, he's not coming to me. I got to go to him.
I'll go to him. And then he was talking to him as he was approaching him, so he knew he was coming. It's not like he snuck up on him and started hitting him. He didn't hit the guy until he stood back up again.
Yeah, plus, like, they just did the old jersey grab, and while the refs were in between him,
yeah,
Hall actually tried pushing a ref out of the way.
Yeah, he wanted to go.
So, yeah.
It's just another case of fans defending, or, like, getting offended on a player's behalf when that player himself
didn't
seemed
give a
to
fuck.
Not have an issue.
Yeah, he didn't give a shit. He
so
knew,
shut the fuck up.
He knew with the way he was playing that game, he's going to have to answer to somebody at some point, and I'm pretty sure he was just happy it was Kachuk and not Lucic.
Yeah.
Yeah, then Giordano scores at 12:33 right off the draw after a Mikheyev penalty at 12:30. So, I mean, puck drops back to Giordano. He scores. That ends up being the game winner. Shots were only 2-8 in the third period in favor of Toronto. But Calgary holds on for the W. Markstrom saves 24-27. Anderson only saves 14-18. And I think Anderson came out and said he's been playing through an injury all season.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't believe him, but it's fine. I just don't think he's that good of a goalie.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, I mean, I got a couple games here in the Honda West that we can cover.
Yeah, give them to me.
Let's start with... Let's start with Minnesota shutting out Arizona 3-0 on Tuesday. Hartman scores at 1:37 of the first, and at 10:48, Soucy gets a 5-minute major for Elwell and Garland. He'd finished the game, but he ended up getting a 1-game suspension. I don't know if you saw the hit or not. Lawson Krause fights Soucy, their first shift on the ice together. At 15:58, Krause gets 2 for being an instigator, 5 for fighting, a misconduct, and another 10 minutes for being deemed the aggressor, which, sure, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
It just counts on paper. So he got 27 penalty minutes all at once. Good for him. Soucy pretty much got what he deserved because the hit, like, he went high, led with the elbow, left his feet.
100%.
Garland's already a smaller skater. Yep. Like, not that that matters. Like, you know, oh, fucking big guy going after a little guy. It doesn't matter. But
yeah,
if you're leaving your feet and, like, going up high as it is.
Yeah, and there's no need to leave your feet.
Yeah, you're taking the guy's head off.
Especially against a smaller guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm all on Krause's side here.
Yeah. Scoreless second, Minnesota outshoots Arizona 13-3 in that spin. Then Minnesota capitalized on limited chances in the third. Shots were 17-4 in favor of Arizona, but Minnesota scores twice. Zuccarello from Soucy and Kaprizov. Had to throw his name in there. And then a bomb from the blue line from Spurgeon makes it 3-0. And like you mentioned before, Kokkonen with a 31-save shutout. Now we can go to Colorado versus Anaheim. On Tuesday, 8-4, Colorado W. All of Anaheim's goals came in the first period, and they took a 4-2 lead going to the locker room. And then Miska only saved 3 of 7 shots and doesn't come out for the second because playing like shit.
Yeah.
And Grubauer comes in, saves all 15 he faced, and that was like the pretty much the difference of the whole game because then you have Colorado coming out. They score 6 straight. Grubauer pitches a 15-save shutout in his time. 10 different skaters for Colorado with at least a point. And I think since being scratched, Rico kind of found his game for Anaheim.
Yeah.
Like he got it back a little bit. Like he had a goal and 2 assists in this game. And then he got the game winner versus Arizona.
Still doesn't justify his contract, but
no.
I'm happy to see him playing better.
Yeah. But yeah. Then on Thursday, Anaheim, Arizona, Anaheim's down 2-0. Anaheim wins 3-2 overtime. Sorry. Anaheim down 2-0 after Arizona scores twice on only 4 first period shots. Fucking, that's a pretty good ratio, 50%. Yeah. And then the second period, it's the fucking new guys. Jamie Drysdale gets his first NHL goal, and then he assists Trevor Zegers' first NHL goal two and a half minutes later.
Did you see these goals?
Yeah.
Did you see Zegers' goal?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So I knew his first goal was going to be something special. Unfortunately, it wasn't the lacrosse attempt, but this one was fucking just good enough. It was fucking great.
Yep. I don't know. I could talk about Colorado-Minnesota on Thursday, too, if you want.
Yeah, go for it.
Colorado wins 5-1.
It's like your two favorite fucking West teams. So.
McKinnon, Rantanen, who had a fucking unreal goal, by the way. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah.
Chipped in the air, just batted out of midair around the defenseman, drives to the net, lets loose a fucking backhand that beats the goalie up high. So, yeah, their top line, McKinnon, Rantanen, and Landeskog, they all racked up 10 points collectively. They're just fucking
they're crazy.
Insane. And Colorado outshot Minnesota 55-20. Now, I picked Minnesota for that game, but again, it was just a case of me liking a player on their team more than I liked anyone else on Colorado. So I went with it. It's a bad call.
Because hey.
Minnesota got outshot 25-6, 19-7, and 11-7. Fucking,
yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
And but you know, you gotta give
and
credit
Pittsburgh
to Talbot.
Just scored on the fucking doubles again.
Yeah, you gotta give it to Talbot. He saves 50 out of 55. You can't ask a goalie to try and save 50 goals and get a win.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's is long winded, but that's what I got for the West.
I have nothing for the West.
Dude, I feel like so.
I told you, I didn't do my work this week. I apologize.
I feel like other than like Five for Fighting, like this episode's pretty much over. And I feel like it was just like me talking, then you talking, and then me talking.
It's exactly what it was.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Do you want to cover Five for Fighting? Because I don't.
Please do.
Why? Because you don't have it in your phone?
That's exactly right.
Okay, so you went 3-2 this week. Now, after Wednesday, I was like, oh, this kid's going to eat shit. Because I just feel like, you know, he's not going to. And then, you know, you come back 2 games on Thursday, you win both of those.
Yep.
So you're sitting at 29-21 on the season.
Yeah, not bad.
And then after Wednesday, I was like, okay, maybe I have a chance. I went 1-4, and now I'm 25-25. So I'm back to 500, and you're four games up, and it's pissing me the fuck off.
Yeah, and it hasn't. I was still behind until you came up with the idea for the fucking mullet.
Yeah,
and I like actually want a mullet, and it's looking like you're getting one.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'll start giving you like games, and you can pick the loser. But I feel like the rate we're going, they're just gonna fucking upset the other teams anyway.
Listen, like I said, I'll do a mullet anyway. Like if I end up winning, I'll keep growing the hair out until I could have a good one. You're gonna have to do a shitty one, but I'll keep growing the hair out till I could do a good one.
Even, I don't even know.
And even if I win, I think just that fucking 9-0 Rangers win alone, you should have to do a mullet too.
I mean, maybe, but like, I feel like maybe your punishment should be like you can't get a mullet. You know,
I want one so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to like braid my chest hair or something instead.
I mean, I wasn't going to go there. That's kind of weird.
It's the first thing I thought of.
Okay. We can figure out a different punishment for you if you want, but all I know is, like, my girlfriend's not happy about this.
If I could get beard to grow long enough, I'd do the braided beard or something.
I feel like...
And I don't know what that says about me, that I could braid my chest hair, but not my beard. So I'm just going to stop talking.
Dude, I feel like having somebody more upset about it than me makes me not care as much.
Well, you got to think of it this way. If I have a mullet, the world is upset.
Why?
Look at me. I look like I'm supposed to have a mullet. So when I don't, it's a welcome surprise.
Yeah, you look like you should have, like, just be handing out flyers that say Trump 2024.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what was it? The summer before last, when COVID didn't fuck us? Summer 2019. I just did one because I wanted one.
Yeah, you even put the lines in your head, I think.
No, or did I didn't. You not? No, I did you didn't. Not. But, yeah, I did a mullet just because I wanted one, and I was like, this isn't a good look. Like, people think I'm a hardcore Trump thumper.
Yeah. Yeah, you looked like you burned crosses on lawns.
I looked like his campaign was at me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, he's like, you fat and stupid.
Hey, vote for me. Like, you.
And I was like, yeah, what are we doing? Building a wall?
You looked like his target audience with a mullet.
I never built a wall before. I can figure it out. I've done tile. It's still masonry. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, we can stop talking about how much of a Trump supporter you look like when you have a mullet. But, and did you see the Jack Edwards thing about Buffalo?
Yeah, Buffalo.
When, I mean, it's like before the game and like it's just showing the graphic of the two teams that are playing. And he's like, and now it's the Bruins versus the NHL.
NHL's version of a dumpster fire. Yeah. Go fuck yourself. He ain't wrong, but.
Yeah, but you're a fucking paid, announcer, like, you know, people are gonna fucking hate. So he's doing it to get a rise out.
Oh yeah, 100%. And it's like, it just act like a professional. I'm not saying people have to be buttoned up all the time, like commentators and shit. But it's just this guy with he just always says fucking.
Just don't be so obvious all the fucking time
that you're a piece of shit.
Yeah,
yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, he's dumb fuck. Yeah, this is a fast episode, which is good because I got fucking shit to do. So, I mean, whenever you're ready, we could still chat if you want, but whenever you're ready, you could just sign us out.
I think that's it. I think we're done.
Yeah, your voice just failed you. So I think that's just a sign we gotta get out of here.
Oh, I haven't done that since fucking seventh grade.
Yeah, just take us on out.
All right. I'm going to take us out of this podcast and take myself out of this fucking world. Jesus Christ, I don't want to be here. Mike Milbury, Wes McCauley, Jack Edwards, and my voice. Go fuck yourselves.